Hello, the Side Moon is the Prophetess, the Word of God, episode 24. And we go straight to our scripture for this episode. And it is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we've been looking at how powerful the Word is. And we say that the Word of God is revelation knowledge. And that is what Darwin and all the scholastic minds refused to accept and began their master guesses and brought so many people into thinking that evolution and the Big Bang theory and all that is the solution to know how this world or the universe came into being. If they had only accepted the creation story that the Bible is God's revelation to man, we wouldn't have had all those guesses, because now they went beyond what science is, which is the facts and proof. They have no proof, none at all. No proof. Where were they when man was an ape? Where were they? What findings can they use to prove? Because they found something small, there is nothing. They have nothing. But all they could do was to guess. So, what is this revelation knowledge? So, I say that revelation is to make something known to humans by divine or supernatural means. To unveil something, you take the veil off, and then we can see beyond what the eye can see, because now you're giving us what we could not see. There is a supply of what we could not see with our physical eyes. So now I want to say that the Bible stands alone among the books of the world. Yes, it stands alone. It stands alone, and I will explain that. Do not rush at all. I will explain everything I'm saying. I will explain it. The Bible stands alone among the books of the world. And why is this so outstanding? Its outstanding characteristics is because it is different from all the other books in the world. Why? Because it is the revelation from God to man. Are you saying that this mere Bible written by people, can I accept that? Listen, God is a supernatural God. But because he was making himself known to a man who could not see him, he had to use physical means, which is what? Language, writing, documentation. He had to resort to that. How is he going to shout from upstairs and say, "Man, I am God"? It was not going to be possible. He had to give to man on man's own level. He had to come to our level and document and show us who he is. So, if the Bible is a revelation from God, what does the Bible reveal? What does it reveal? Listen, it reveals who man is. Yes, the Bible tells us who man is. The Bible tells us, makes man the center of the universe. The Bible makes the man, the reason for creation. In fact, the Bible opens up in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That is Genesis 1:1. And shows us what sense knowledge could not supply. That there is a designer, there is an architect, there is an author of the universe. Yes, science can't find him, because science is limited to his telescope of sight, what he can hear, what he can smell, what he can taste, and what he can feel. Beyond that, it cannot. Science becomes useless. So, science can claim God doesn't exist, but the Bible opens up with the creation story and tells us that God spoke and light leapt into being. You see that science could not tell us the source of light, but the Bible is giving us a source of light, and that it is God who set the stars and the firmament into place. Genesis 1:14, and God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for season and for days and years. Genesis 1:14. You're so blessed because you're going to go in depth into all these. And if you have any doubts and you think that the Bible does not say that the world was created, the world is millions of years. When God was doing this, who was there to show us the number of years? In fact, the Bible makes it indefinite. You cannot tell the number of years God used in setting up the earth. This is just a creation, and there is a creation gap. I will come into all that. You're so blessed. Bye.